Welcome back to the program. You're listening to That's Business, and our topic for discussion, it's all about presentation techniques which can make or break a deal, make or break a presentation. Now, there are different stages to a presentation, Rick. Can you tell us about the various stages?
Yes, I like to use this explanation, it kind of sums it up. I said, tell them what you're going to tell them, then tell them, and then tell them what you told them. And the other example is a presentation is very much like a plane taking off. You need to have a good beginning or takeoff. The main body is when you're in flight. And, of course, the closing is the landing. So I look at it in that sort of metaphor, if you like, of an airplane. Yes, I mean, tell them what you told them, then tell them, then tell them what you told them. The preparation is very important. Failing to plan is planning to fail. So the preparation is before, obviously. And as I said, to reduce nervousness and to gain confidence is to know the level of knowledge of your audience. Never overestimate your audience's knowledge of the subject, but never underestimate their intelligence. And that's in your preparation. Formulate your objectives. What must they know? What should they know? And what would be nice to know? General and specific objectives are about the first thing you do with a presentation. Choose your subject and limits its extent to so as to let your presentation fit into the given time. So practice. Now remember, if you practice at home a presentation, it will always be longer, shorter, than it will be in reality by 25%. So if you've been asked to present for 30 minutes, realize that at home, you'll probably do it in 22, 23. Okay? So, and I always like to do the presentation at the venue before I actually give the presentation. Choose your visual aids as you intend to use them. Not too many, but choose just enough to enhance your presentation. And today, visual aids are numerous, of course. Blackboard, whiteboard, VHS, laptop, and so on and so forth. Prepare your notes and your sheets and your handouts. Obtain information about your audience, their needs, and their wants. What do you want them to take away at the end of your presentation? Check your location and rehearse. Now that's preparation, Nisham. The middle part is the introduction and the main section. Now, I've come up with something for introduction to remind me. It stands for I-N-T-R-O, or intro. I is for interest. What will be their interest in this presentation? N is for their needs. What do they need to know? T is for timing. What timing will I have? Tell them that in the introduction. R is for response. What kind of response do you hope to get? And R is for objectives. What are your objectives? Mention the title of your presentation. It's great to have an icebreaker, by the way. Some small story. Take care with humor. Know your audience about that. But some small story could work very well. I'll give you an example of an icebreaker. There was a financial software package this man was trying to sell, and he had all the financial people in the room. He had a bunch of coins in his pocket, and he just looked at his audience. He didn't say anything. He took the coins out. It was a floor without carpet. He threw the coins down on the floor, and of course they went everywhere. The audience looked and thought, what a strange man, what a strange way to start a presentation. But this is what he said. I just threw away money, and that's what you will be doing if you don't consider our new software financial package. So, in other words, he was creating a need for them to listen. In your introduction and during, stress your policy and questions. Do you want them during or afterwards? And take care with questions. They're important, but if you have them during, it will interrupt the flow of your presentation. So I usually take them after. Mention the time you intend to speak. If you say you're going to speak for 20 minutes, do it for 20 minutes. Time it, because you can expect what people are going to do after 20 minutes, don't you? They're going to start looking at their watch because you program them for 20 minutes. And then mention your objectives and including what visual aids you're going to use. Now, in the presentation, again, in the during section, mind your eye contact. I say be like a lighthouse. Look for the left, to the center, to the right. Mind your nonverbals. Remember, nonverbals are over half of communication, 52% communication experts have said. And intonation, the way you say the words, up to 38%. Don't talk to the visual aid. Do not read the visual aid, and do not change them too quickly. Stick to your story and its structure and summarize now and then. So you've had your preparation, your main body, now landing your presentation, ending in the follow-up. Summarize what you said, answer possible questions, check your objectives, issue the handouts, thank the audience for coming, and don't forget any follow-up mailing. And very important, Nisham, is to appraise your performance at the end. How did I do?